This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, I took a step today. I knew sooner or later I would take this step, but I need to give you a little background on this. When I was in recuperation, and we're talking, I didn't really go back to the range until early 2016. When I went back to the range, I was taking three pistols to shoot, all of them by Agency Arms. But one of them was a Glock 21, the big frame Glock. Shooting the Glock 21 at that particular point, a year after the open heart surgery, caused me all kinds of problems. The battering that I was taking, and I could feel it in my chest when I was pulling the trigger on it. I divested myself of that gun and of that caliber because of the pain it was causing me to fire it. And I, you know, all of my, you know, everybody I know shoots 9mm. I've got plenty of 9mm. So I just said, I'll just shoot 9mm. And then I went to the range. I guess the last time I went to the range. And my buddy JT let me shoot his Rock Island Armory 10mm, which I've always been a 10mm fan. I prefer 10mm to 45 caliber simply because it does pretty much what the 45 does, and then some. When I shot his 10mm, I did it, one, to see how it was going to feel. Because I had a whole lot of, I had a whole lot of fear. I didn't have post-traumatic stress. I don't want to lead you in that direction. But I did have a few apprehensions about shooting something big. I had tried to shoot bigger rifle calibers, and that didn't work for me either. I could shoot them, but it made me nervous to shoot something that big. Well, 308. You go figure. Now, after I shot JT's Rock Island Armory, I decided that, okay, I can make the plunge now and go back into 10mm, but I need to find a steel gun. See, I'd had about as nice a Glock 21 as anybody makes. And I blamed a lot of what was happening on the polymer frame. Polymer frame is designed to, you know, it's supposed to flex for you when you need it to a degree. That it didn't seem like it was helping early on in 2016. So I wasn't looking for a polymer gun. I did not want a polymer gun. My first choice was a EAA Witness 10mm because you get double stack, steel gun. But the only one I could find was the polymer one, which for me that defeated the purpose. Having a polymer striker-fired gun, or a polymer hammer-fired gun, to me, is... I just don't understand it. I don't understand why you would need it. I've shot plenty of them, STI. I've shot plenty of STIs that are polymer, but, you know, moving on. Moving on. Well, the EAA witness, there's a couple things about it. The customer service of Tanfoglio is a little suspect, shall we say. Finding one is next to impossible, unless you're going to go out there and look for one of the hunting models that cost $1,200, which if I was going to spend $1,200 on a 10-millimeter pistol, I'd be buying the Colt Delta Elite. I would not be buying the EAA Witness. And I didn't want to put that much money into it. Then I decided to look for a Rock Island, and once again, finding one of those in stock was just hard. And then this slow, dawning realization came up on me that the only company that made a 10-millimeter that I could find somewhere in town was probably going to be Glock, which bothered me. So today I went and I got one. And I bought it where I could... I haven't seen too many of these. This is a Glock with a gray frame, a gray polymer frame. I'm holding it up for the camera right now. There's a few things going to have to happen with it, without a doubt. Extended magazine release. Going to have to do the undercut on the trigger guard, some other things. But when I shot this, and I shot 10 rounds out of it, I was shocked. And I was surprised. This shot beautifully. No issues with my chest, which was a big relief. And now I know that I can go back and look at some of the bigger calibers. Surprisingly, this one is a Gen 4. I'd never seen a Gen 4 this big. The shooting is I don't know if it's because of the recoil spring. Maybe it translates better with the bigger caliber or whatever. Very surprised at the way this handled, but I'm very pleased also. So now begins the experiment. There's a couple of things as far as technique that I'm going to have to figure out with this gun. It is thicker than my Glocks. There's only two Glocks out there that are thicker than the primary Glock. And there was some other things. I could have looked at 357 SIG and had the same gun, same size for the same holsters that I've already got. I could have looked at the 40 and done the same thing. Except when I got to thinking about it, I was just thinking, well, 357 SIG and 40 caliber are trying to do what 10 millimeter does. So now I have the pistol that I will carry when I go out into the woodland areas. Got a few things I want to do with it, a little bit of training I want to do. Me and JT will take it out and we'll beat the living hell out of it, see what we can get out of it. Maybe it goes to Agency Arms. I don't know. I haven't spoken to the director yet to see if he does that big of a gun. I'd be surprised if he does, and it's a Glock. That's what they do. They do Glocks. I've been afraid to have a bigger caliber than 9mm for a year now. Just off of what happened when I tried to get back into it. And I guess, I took into account maybe open heart surgery is a long recovery. And apparently that is true. Later on in the show, second hour, we're going to be joined by a guy named Charlie Groves, who started a company called Flint Armory. And they make pistol caliber carbines in the AR-15 pattern, which I think is a brilliant idea. I see lots of people doing it, not like these guys, though. And we're going to talk to him. New company. I'm just excited about it. That will be coming up in the second hour. When we get back, we're going to talk about taking back the wrong gun that you got for Christmas. This is Lock and Load. goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Tuck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into the stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at BookstoreOnTheSeine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. BookstoreOnTheSeine.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection,
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Christmas, you know, Christmas for a gun owner is the same as it is for anybody else. Sometimes your friends or your relatives will mean well and get you a gun for Christmas. I gave a gun for Christmas. I gave my father. My father has always coveted a lever action 22 rifle, and I gave him a very nice Henry that I got from Upstate Armory Group, so that was sort of nice. That fit him, but lots of Christmas gifts, they don't fit their recipient. Sometimes, you know, maybe it'll be like a sweater. Maybe you got the wrong color or the wrong size. And a firearm needs to work with you, too. So you shouldn't be shy about taking that and returning it or exchanging it or doing something with it. A firearm that you're going to carry for self-defense is as personal as a pair of shoes. Finding the right fit is hard to do, and sometimes we are partially to blame for that. Every one of the guns that I own now fit my hands, fit both hands. And plus my, you know, now what I can own is a little wider range now as I figured out that I can shoot the bigger calibers finally. People often give us the gun that they wish we needed rather than the gun that fits our needs right now. Sometimes we do that to ourselves as well. I'm guilty of that. And we make a change later on. Fortunately, there's enough choices out there. You can probably find something that suits everybody today. So the next time the Secret Santa is looking around and everything, how can you help them? First of all, if you're in the market, that would help them by, you know, you could go out there and look around and figure out what it is you want and then tell Santa the correct model and make. And if this applies to you, if the color of a gun means something to you, well, then that too. You might even be in a special position where you can shoot it before you make that call. That's always nice. Maybe you could go to, a range where you could, you know, try it out. There's a lot of indoor ranges rent guns, and you could give it a try. For the Secret Santas out there that are not gun people, of course, you may need to take a picture of the gun and then tell them where to go find it, too. If you're looking at a new shooter, where should you start? A lot of people talk about 22 for training new students. And if they've never shot a gun before, maybe not. If you are that student, then there's a good place to start. And you need to keep telling yourself that this is the first gun, not the last gun. So if you're slightly intimidated by them, by the noise or by the recoil, start with the 22. That caliber is also cheap, if you can find the ammunition, comparatively speaking. It's a lot of fun. If you're an experienced shooter, but you don't think the gun you have right now is the right gun for concealed carry, then you are in the world of the perfect gun compromise. And you heard that, right? You can't have the perfect gun, but you can have the compromise that best fits your interests today. What should you consider when looking for a new gun? Couple things about carrying inside the waistband. I mean, this is with any holster. And I learned this in my recuperation as well. An all-steel gun can be a problem. But a light gun that's easy to carry is less comfortable to shoot. Small guns are easy to conceal but hard to grip. Large guns are more accurate, but harder to conceal. And there's where the compromise comes in. You've got to figure out what that's going to be. This is why guns like the Glock 19 are so popular. They're relatively, they're a medium size, and yet they have a decent capacity. There are other compromises out there that you might make as well, but let's start the compromising and stop there. No matter what, you want a gun that's tailored to fit your hands. See, we're the problem. We're the variable. We want one tool for many uses. I'm as guilty as anybody of that, and there are too many applications for any single gun to fulfill them all. But, hey, when you're looking around, try to figure out what the gun is best for you. Now, this is why most people have more than one gun, though. And what if, despite all of your coaching of the Secret Santa next year, you get a gun that just isn't going to work for you? Exchange it and get the right gun that will work for you. I have seen many people go to concealed carry permit classes that have the wrong gun. They have the wrong gun. Now, what they've done is they've erred on the side of being able to hide it. Or they think they've erred on the side of having something small enough to hide, but with enough oomph to make a difference. The first kind of person you're going to find, the ones that are looking for concealment, they're always going to buy those little 380s. The kind where your pinky is hanging off the end of it, where you don't get a full purchase of the grip. Yeah. Then when you shoot them, well, guess what? They're not the most comfortable things to shoot. Likewise with the 38 special snubs like the 642, that I've seen it beat the top of a hand open because of that spur that comes up on the top of the grip. If you get the wrong gun, trade the gun. And don't worry about making the salesperson mad. That's what they're there for. Being in retail is not the best of things, but at the same time, if they're in retail and you're buying something there, that's what they're there for. So go in there and get what you got to have. Look for what don't settle if this is going to be a gun you're going to carry. This is going to be a gun you're going to carry. You need to find those compromises. You need to find one that fits your hand, that you can conceal, that you can shoot accurately. That's some basic criteria. And you will make mistakes along the way. If I had all the guns that I have gone through in my time as an adult, I could start a gun shop. Which makes me a little ill to consider it, but just a little primer, if you will. Now, everybody knows I ride a bike, and I carry off-body when I'm riding the bike. So when we get back, we're going to talk about the challenges of carrying off-body. This is Lock and Load.
You call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then. After you've gotten past all of this stuff where you're trying to figure out which gun you're going to buy, which gun you're going to carry, once they have decided to start carrying, the next question they're going to have is how they're going to do it. Is it going to be inside the waistband? Is it going to be outside the waistband? The appendix, the back, every carrying style has advantages and disadvantages and varying levels of comfort. And at times, none of those are going to work. You may not find them suitable in every application. Being a guy means you have more opportunity to do it because women's clothes are a little bit different. They're cut a little bit different. When it comes time to dress up, well, we now have a jacket that will work with an inside-the-waistband carry. Or shoulder holster, if that's the way you want to go. But females, on the other hand, finding a suitable carry option when they're wearing a cocktail dress, that could become a little bit of an issue. So enter off-body carry. Now, off-body carry is primarily aimed, for the most part, at this particular moment, at women. In the last decade, you've had an entire industry segment that has exploded with options for concealed carriers, primarily women, to protect themselves even when dress or comfort doesn't make it easily accomplished. Often the solution is a purse or clutch specifically designed to provide a concealed but easily accessed compartment for an everyday carry handgun. This means like in the case of a clutch, which is just a handbag without a strap, they're carrying the gun by hand everywhere they go. Now, when I ride a bike, I'm riding in workout gear. Now, workout gear presents a problem. There's a bunch of different ways you can carry on body in workout gear. If you're wanting to carry on, you know, on your waist, you can go with a belly band option. Those work very nicely. If you want to use one of those compression shirt holsters that look like a shoulder holster sewn into the shirt, those will work. The problem with both of those is that you are in the middle of exercising. When I'm riding a bike, I'm pedaling. I'm bent over now. I've got drop handlebars. So I'm bent over a little bit. So if I'm bent over, that means that, like in the case of carrying a gun on the hip, I'm pressing against certain muscles. In the case of wearing a compression shirt, well, you know, I am wanting to breathe. So, you know, for me, the way I off-body carry is I'm not really carrying off-body, okay? I'm actually carrying with a bag that's attached to me via a belt. It's attached to a belt around my waist. Like a messenger, it's a messenger tool bag, a bike messenger tool bag. But there's lots of guys that carry in their briefcase or their work bag, and there's the whole Maxpedition bag phenomena that's out there. On its face, off-body carry seems like a perfect solution when a traditional carrying practice isn't convenient. But it also presents new challenges for the armed citizen. And sometimes those challenges have tragic consequences. And most of the time, unfortunately, it happens to women. Like Veronica Rutledge, 29, of Hayden, Idaho. While in Walmart, her 2-year-old son managed to unzipper the concealment compartment of her purse and fatally wounded her. And that's not the only story like that. That has happened many times before. So when you're considering off-body carry, keep a few things in mind. One of the things that I kept in mind with my off-body carry solution is that whatever is carrying the gun inside the bag, that has to be secured to the bag, and it needs to be hard, and it needs to be around the trigger guard. So the way I've set up my bag is I essentially have just a big flap covering over a holster that's on a belt. And that's just the way that works. And it works very well. But when you're carrying off-body, you have to consider things like access. The very nature of carrying on your body carries that limits the access of other people to your gun. Placing the firearm anywhere that isn't in direct contact with your person at all, that can open the door to losing access or control of your firearm. Reliability. When you carry that same holster in the same location day after day, you can drill reaction and form to make yourself a better defensive handgun carrier. When you take it off your body, you introduce an almost infinite number of variables on how to introduce the firearm to a defensive situation. My solution for riding the bike, I'm constantly having to shift it around on my hip as I'm riding. So, yeah, that does happen. And, you know, are you carrying it on your left shoulder? Is it under your arm? Did you set it down so you could put bags in the car? Safety, of course, is something to consider, and that's the primary responsibility of any concealed carrier. That's safety. Traditional on-body carry observes the rules of basic firearm safety by keeping the weapon pointed in a safe direction at all times. Once in a bag, it becomes horizontal, and it's almost like a Galco shoulder holster, except it's not on your body. So, that's the other thing. With the bag that I carry, my gun is situated where the muzzle is down, just like it would be if it was in a holster. Which it is in a holster. It's in a G-code OSH, which is Velcro to the side of the bag. So, on-body carry is not the most comfortable or easiest thing ever. Carrying a gun, depending on where you are, depending on the season, depending on the gun, depending on how much thought you put into the holster, carrying a gun can suck. It can be the one thing that you really hate the most doing. So there needs to be a little thought put into this. And this is why, you know, you got to think about things like what kind of gun, what kind of holster, how am I going to carry it, where am I going to carry it. Those kind of things, all of those things have to come into play. Now, unfortunately, while you're trying to, there's certain things you can't get past. You're going to make mistakes. You are going to make mistakes. Typically, if you're going to wear an inside the waist, I mean, one of the reasons I have two holster purveyors is because of what they sell. Inside the waistband or outside the waistband, my two holster purveyors make the best holster that does two things really well. They ride high or they ride close and they retain the gun. That's important, to retain the gun, to be adjustable to where it will retain the gun. At the same time, they work to where you can draw the gun. And if you set them up right, they're very, very comfortable. And that helps a lot of things right there. That helps with a lot of things right there. So off-body carry predates the designer handbags currently in style. It's nothing new. But nowadays, there are unique challenges to consider before you decide whether or not that is suitable, a suitable way for you to carry a gun. Consider that, would you? Also consider this. When we get back, we're going to talk about how self-defense is so rarely convenient. Never, in fact. This is Lock and Load.
Water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business,
you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at them right now. I need some good 10mm ammo to get out there and get used to this piece. There's some good prices. That's a good one. I'll have to order some of those. Anyway, check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Now then. I'm going to give you a theoretical, okay, a hypothetical, if you will, a fantasy story. Let's say you're going out to train your dogs. You're going out to train your dogs. You're on the main highway heading out to the training location to train your dogs, and you get passed by a police vehicle, flashing lights, sirens. They come speeding by in the opposite direction, clearly responding to a call for help. Then another. Then another. Then you have two state troopers that come speeding by along with some county sheriff's vehicles. And you've seen just all kinds of cop cars go flying by. Heading in the opposite direction. You know something terrible is happening when that's going on, and requiring a massive police response. That's in motion right now. And, you know, maybe it would be an active shooter. Somebody who's come to the end of their rope and they've decided they're going to kill as many innocent people as possible. And then maybe set off a bomb or blow something up. Set something on fire. probably armed themselves with multiple guns and a carbine. Maybe deciding to walk up and down the street. Almost certainly. Depending on, there were all kinds of people that went right by this guy before he decided to get active. Right before he did it. Whole lots of luck there. Whole lot of luck. Before the rampage starts, before the police come in to stop the rampage. In fact, you may have missed it by a block. There may have been people bleeding in your rearview mirror that you didn't even know about. And that's all it takes to either miss being involved in a critical incident or be unwittingly involved in a critical incident. Both of those are worst case scenarios. Minutes, seconds, feet, and inches. Then you get out there and you say to yourself, well, if I'd been out there 2 minutes later, 5 minutes later, if you'd hit one more red light, whatever. You know, you start doing these mental calculations in your head. There's a lot of things that might have happened that might have put you right in the middle of the worst day you could possibly have thought about. Now, what would you do? What's the best course of action to escape one of those things if you cannot, if you unwittingly or, you know, just find yourself in front of this? Escape is going to be the best answer you can possibly come up with. Get away. The problem with that is that, like in some cases, like in, say, the Orlando shooting, escape isn't an option in some places. Then what? Then what are you going to do? And this is, if anything bad's going to happen, it will likely happen when you least expect it. And you're not going to have any choice in that. You're not going to have any choice in that. It could happen when you're doing routine things like driving out to meet friends with dogs crated in the back of your truck. It could happen when you're out to breakfast with your family. It could happen when you're out shopping at the grocery store, when you're out taking out the trash. It happens when people go to nightclubs, when they go to movies, when they go to the theater, when they go to music events. It happens all over the place, and it's never convenient. So there's a few things you can do to try to mitigate that unpreparedness. Item number one, you know, the color coding, don't be in condition white. Condition white means you have no idea. You're not paying attention to anything. You need to be in condition yellow, which is you looking around and seeing what's going on. Keep your head up. Look around for anything out of the ordinary. Look for all the routes in one place. Can you go straight ahead? Can you go left, right? Can you turn around? You know, that kind of thing. This doesn't take, you don't have to be a SEAL to do this. You don't have to be a spec ops operator. But you can, I mean, most everybody out there that graduated from high school can figure out the routes of escape. Know that your equipment does the job and does it well. And by equipment, I mean whatever you have with you. At the very least, if you're in a car, you should have a phone. Yeah, that should be charged up and ready to go. Your car, it's nice if you have a car that's in decent shape with decent tires. It can take a little bit of a pounding right quick if you have to stick it through that. Then, of course, there's the gun. That needs to be with you, and it needs to be ready to go. I did something the other day. The agency arms guys put up, they were popping open slides and showing the serial numbers on the agency slides that agency etches into each gun that they built, wanting to know who was OG, who had the low numbers. And I popped mine open, and I took a picture of it, and I showed my serial number that was scratched in there. And I was looking at the gun, and it was filthy. It was filthy. I thought I'd clean this. That gun's not ready to go. That gun is not ready to go. This gun that I have shot, this Glock 20, I haven't cleaned it yet. I did shoot it today, but I haven't cleaned it yet. It needs to be cleaned. I need to frog lube it. And I will. because when I go out and I carry, I want to be prepared 100% of the time while I'm carrying a gun. I don't want to be caught unaware. I want to be watching out for trouble. That is something we all have to do. Know the condition of your gun. Seek out good training. Practice the skills that you learn at the training. Know where your vehicle's parked. Know where safety is and where it isn't. Know what to do. And act. Do not sit there and freeze if things go wrong. If you freeze for a little while, that's okay. That's just natural. But don't sit there and freeze. You got to go. Movement is life in an active shooter event. And if you can move and possibly defend as you're going, you know, I'm not going to be waiting for him to show me the white of his eyes for me to pull my gun out. He's going to know that I have one, and then he's going to be looking for cover. But remember this, self-defense is never going to present itself to you at a convenient time. That's never going to happen. If that's what you're basing all of your supposition on and everything else, you can have the best tools and the nicest guns and the nicest holsters and everything else. And if your basis is going to be on the fact that it'll only happen when I'm ready for it to happen, you're putting yourself at a very gross disadvantage to begin with. A very gross disadvantage. Now then, coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Charlie Groves. And Charlie is a partner in a company called Flint Armory. And Flint, they've come out with some pistol caliber carbines, which pistol caliber carbines are fine if the execution is correct. If the execution is not good, then they're not nearly as good. I see Raven in the chat room. Check it out. 10 millimeter, dude. They are doing the right execution. They're using the AR platform. I think of the pistol carbines that are out there today, they are probably the best ones to look at. That's coming up next hour. I'm going to just discuss this new exciting company. In the meantime, I'm going to be looking for some nice ammo to go in my 10 millimeter. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.